Right now, panel, some more questions for you from this week's news. First, we are going to play a new game that we are calling...
Get a Life Hack.
You know, life hacks, those little tips that make life better. Did you know you could use your coffee mug as an iPhone speaker? And you can use your iPhone to make phone calls? Well, this week we read about a bunch of clever solutions to annoying modern problems. We'll give you a choice between two of them. Just two. Pick the real one. We'll give you a point. Adam, between the crowds and the cold, seeing the ball drop on New Year's Eve in Times Square can be trying. According to the New York Post, clever tourists made it a little easier this year by doing what? Was it A, wearing adult diapers so they didn't have to stand in line at the Port-a-Johns, or B, cutting open Anderson Cooper and climbing inside him for warmth?
And I thought he smelled bad on the outside. No, he smells great. I'm going to go with the other one.
Yes, it was the diapers. Said one reveler, quote, I'll definitely need to shower. Helen, sometimes you want to party, but your town prohibits public drinking. This week in Australia, some clever folks managed it. How did they do it? A, they built an 8-foot-wide island out of dirt several feet offshore, placing them in international waters where they could legally drink. Or B, they dressed up as kangaroos, because there's nothing in Australian law about where kangaroos can drink.
Huh.
As much as I love kangaroo cosplay, I'm going to go with the island thing.
The island thing. You're right, of course. That's what they did. The police inspector said, quote, that's creative thinking. If I had known about this earlier, I would have joined them. That quote, again, is from the person in charge of stopping public drinking. Now, Roy,
yeah.
As we have mentioned, lots of Star Wars nerds have wanted to dress up as the villain Kylo Ren with those high-waisted pants. According to the Wall Street Journal, what life hack did some fans come up with in order to get that look right? A, buying the closest substitute, women's maternity pants, or B, simply not wearing pants and saying they were dressed as Kylo Kardashian.
I'm going to have to go with the maternity pants.
That's right. There's been a run on black women's maternity pants for this look, said 121-year-old...
Women's black maternity pants.
Yeah.
Exactly. What did I say?
Black women.
Yes. Said 121-year-old Star Wars fan, quote, I have a little bit of a beer gut, so they fit as intended.
Wow.
Well, congratulations on making everybody's life a little easier.
Yeah.
Okay, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, Reuters reports that a number of high-end hotel chains, including Disney, Hilton, and Hyatt, are renting out their ballrooms for certain professionals to practice what?
Their ballrooms. That could be anything. Ballroom dancers, ballroom...
This is not the sort of thing you would normally expect to see happen in a hotel ballroom.
Would you see it in another room of a hotel?
Yeah, usually you would see it in, say, medical schools.
Practicing their dissection of corpses.
That's exactly right.
What?
Wow.
They're actually doing surgery on cadavers in hotel ballrooms. It's funny because you always expected that if you ended up getting your kidneys removed in a hotel, it'd be like a Motel 6, right? Wake up, bathtub filled with ice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are called cadaver labs, and they're a chance for doctors to practice surgical techniques on bodies.
To Latin dance music.
Yes. And the Goldberg Bar Mitzvah will be in just as soon as you sew that body up. So if it might freak you out to stay in a hotel where a dead body is being operated on, well, consider an Airbnb where that body was murdered.
Yeah.
Wow.
After the ball was over. Is it sort of like in a ball, there would be people, lots of people dancing?
Yeah.
So are there lots of cadavers and lots of doctors?
Yeah, presumably if you need a big room, you need to have a lot of cadavers and a lot of people
you
working
in
the cadaver.
Cut in, probably. On
As it were.
Mind if I cut in?
Yeah. Hey.